Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you feel like there could be more for your life than you've possibly encountered so far? Well, today I'm going to give you 3 tips on how you can get away from playing small. And make sure you stay tuned until the end, because I'm going to give you an additional bonus tip then. Now, if you're really challenged by actual clarity on what you want and or the confidence to get it, then make sure you check out the Confident Action Taker Academy. That is starting very soon on Monday, the 10th of January. So make sure you get your spot or make sure you get your call in before that. All you've got to do is click on the link below and you can check out more about the Confident Action Taker Academy. And if you feel like it's right from the page, then we can have a 15-minute chat with each other. So back to the podcast. Now, for me, where did this all start? Where did this all start in terms of playing small? Well, and again, it depends on what we see as playing small. Playing small is when perhaps you're living, I see it as when you're living a life that you feel could be bigger. Now, if you're living a life and you're doing something you love and then someone else comes along and says, are you only doing that? Then it doesn't matter what they think. It matters what you think. If you're generally happy in your life and you love what you do, fantastic. You are not playing small. But I see playing small as when you've got a life and you're not fulfilled by it, and you want to make a change, but you don't. And I'm going to be really honest. I've had many, many calls with people who literally want to make a change in their life, but they're not in a position to yet. And it always pains me to hear that. Or just like any messages I get. And it's like, okay, what are you looking to do? Well, I don't know. I might make a change. And it's like, no, you're not, you know, you need to make a change now. And that's why it's so painful. And that's why I made this episode, because we need to put time, effort and money into ourselves, to be honest, to really make a change in our life. And I've experienced that firsthand. And I've got on a tangent again, classic, but I'm going to go into my story of where it came from. But I'm very, very passionate about people playing small and just, you know, because fear gets in our head, or our old way of thinking, our continuous ways of thinking. You can't expect to change your life unless you start thinking and acting differently. I've listened to Think and Grow Rich 3 times last week. And trust me, as you know, you can learn a lot from that book. And basically there's a certain way that those who have really been successful in life think and act. And you can do that as well. And there may be someone you know who's stuck in their old ways. We're all capable of it, but whether we choose or not is different. Now, for me, it started off with a question. I was in a job in the public sector. And one day, and actually I was thinking about this earlier, when I was just in the middle of nowhere, but I thought I'd share this on the episode. And I was sat in a public sector job in the council. And I remember just sitting in that room, and they were talking about politics, they were talking about policies, and my brain's going, what am I doing here? This is so effing boring. And obviously I didn't say that out loud. I was about 24, maybe 25. And then I was thinking, why am I here? And the answer was, well, you know, to try and get a permanent job so you can continue to pay the bills and get yourself a mortgage. And then I went, okay, so I'm sitting in this meeting, being bored out of my brain, and that's going to help me get a permanent job in something I don't really like, so then I can get a house and, you know, get a mortgage and retire until I'm 65 years old. Now, no judgment if that's what you want. But for me, the question was, is this all life is? And my gut feeling and in my heart, it was like, no, this is not life. this is not life. There is something wrong if this is life. Now, I'm going to be very careful here because we've got to be grateful for what we have in life, okay? Now, I appreciate the fact that I had a job. Many people are homeless and jobless in this world, and we've got to be grateful, right? But it doesn't mean we have to settle with something if we're unhappy in it. I want to be really clear on that, okay? It's not, you know, it's important to be grateful for what we have and then help other people as much as possible. But I remember just like, this can't be life, being unfulfilled, right? And so I started to explore what I wanted to do a bit more. I started to look around for other better jobs. I started writing, and then eventually I started YouTubing, and then I started coaching, and then I started podcasting, and that went really, really well. So, obviously, because I do 5 episodes a week now. And it just really lights me up every time I come on the microphone or just create a podcast or share my message. Social media, I'm crazy. I love jumping on something. There's nothing more exciting than just me jumping on a podcast. Okay? I'll do that. If the mic... Apologies for this. My mic's playing up a little bit. Still hear me? Okay. So, basically, I realise there's more in life than just like paying the bills. So, anyway, let's get into the messages for today's episode. So, the first thing is to mention that we get conditioned with stories. We learn from our environment. We are the sum of our environment. We always adapt to our environment. So if we're in an environment whereby people are putting us down, or, you know, they've only got so much ambition, then we're going to adapt to that and stick in that. So it's important that we get a great environment. Now, when we're conditioned with things like we can go this far in life or that far, then, and we don't become conscious to it, it's going to be a challenge. So first of all, that's just an important point. And hopefully I've created you a realization for you that perhaps your ambition or your vision in life has been set by other people in your life rather than what you really want. Okay. So am I going to Spice Girls song? What you really, really want. Okay. That sounds more like Elvis. But anyway, no, I'm not Elvis. I'm not the Spice Girls either. I don't know why I'm talking about that. Anyway, so here are 3 tips for actually getting more of your vision and getting more of what you want and getting away from playing small. So the first thing is ask yourself what you want and sit down in silence, ideally no electronics around you, and start writing down pen and paper, old school, what do I want? Don't hold yourself back. Anything that comes to mind. Just get it down on paper. It'll get you excited like a kid at Christmas. Swimming pool. Want to go to see Santa. Want a mansion. Probably want the latest iPhone these days, sadly. want loads of video games. Like, kids just don't hold themselves back. Okay? So I want you to write it down. Okay? And that gets you thinking. And then ask yourself, from that list, what do you want in 1 year? What do you feel like is good as a 1 year goal? Remember, be ambitious, but with 1 year goals, be obviously realistic as well. So like, you know, if you want like £20 million, that's, you know, stranger things have happened. But if you feel like that's probably not going to happen in a year, if you're earning £20,000-£30,000 in a year, then like £20 million in the years, maybe a bit ambitious. Maybe you aim for like 100,000 or whatever. But ask yourself, what are your 1 year goals? And I just use money as an example, so that's easier. So it might be you're single, like myself, and you've got a goal to meet the girl of your dreams or guy of your dreams, whatever your taste is. So put yourself clear goals on what you want to achieve. And then break them down into 6 months. Write down what are your 6 month goals and then what are your monthly goals. I'm glad I put this podcast episode now because most people will fail their New Year's resolutions. I'm not going to lie, they are, but they are going to. And I don't want you to, because you're listening to my podcast, so I'm going to try and give you as much value. I am going to give you as much value as possible to really make sure you stick to your goals, not resolutions. We're calling them goals. Because resolutions like, wow, I want to do this year. Write it down or even talk about it. Don't look at it again. Next year comes around, it's not been achieved. Surprise. That's why most people fail. We need to write them down and be clear on why we want them and what we're going to do to achieve them and keep looking at every single day without fail. Okay. So writing them down and breaking them down into a plan, because that makes your big ambitious vision goals, like the things you brainstorm in step one, even more easier to achieve because you've got clear kind of action items down from it. And then my third point is just model and learn as much as from someone who has achieved or is in the area you want to. So like for me, I obviously go on about him all the time. Tony Robbins, of course. I like listen and listen and listen to Tony, and it's developed me in my life a lot. I listen a lot to Gabby Bernstein now because I'm trying to get more into the spiritual side. So you could learn from whoever your role model is, right? For me, it's Tony Robbins, Peter Sage, Joseph McClendon, Gabby Bernstein. They're kind of my main teachers, I would say, at the moment, just because they've mastered the areas of life I want to master. So writing down them, because if you're listening to them and modeling them, you're not going to play small if you've got a big, ambitious role model, because you're really, really going to take on board what they're saying. That's going to go into your head. If you want to stop playing small, you're going to have to change your actions. And I've given you some things to think about. So start changing your actions to make that impact. Okay, I've been there. I've been in that place where I was conditioned until my mid-20s to live a certain way, to go for a life I didn't want. And then I managed to get a better job. I managed to get into all my passions. I managed to start my own business because I asked myself that great question, what do I want and why am I in this life? So I want to create more awareness for yourself to actually help you understand what you want. Now, if you are in that kind of job that I've just described earlier and you love it, fantastic. No complaints, but be really honest with yourself. So what are you going to do? What are you going to take away from today? So we've been talking about really getting clear on what you want and stop playing small. Now, like I mentioned earlier in this episode, one great place, one amazing place to do this is the Confident Action Taker Academy. And it will start on the 10th of January. So make sure you book in your call. Just click in the link below and me and you can have a 15-minute call to see if it's a right fit for you. If you're an overthinker, if you doubt yourself, if you're holding yourself back, you want some accountability, you want more confidence, then don't hesitate to have a look at the page and click for booking a call in. So I look forward to talking to you soon. Now, what's my extra tip for today? My extra tip is information, information, information. Now, knowledge is not power. As I've said, action is power. But if you are constantly bombarding your head with uplifting, motivating, inspirational information over and over again, not just one off, that's going to make you think in a different way. And when you keep thinking in that way, you're more likely to act in a more inspirational and motivational way. So that's my bonus tip for today. I listened to Think and Grow Rich 3 times last week because I wanted to hammer home the messages in that book. And weirdly, it's quite a spiritual, like deep subconscious book, but like some of the stuff like I've taken into my brain, it's, I can already see it starting appearing in my life, just the way I brainwash my brain with good information. Now, like most people brainwash themselves with the news, which is a poisonous, horrible thing to listen to. So make sure you're listening to something that's really going to give you good thoughts and information to make you feel good. Now, thank you so much for listening today. And if you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts so we can reach more people. Thank you so much if you've done so. I appreciate you. And remember, keep working on that self-confidence every single day.